We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amad Yomi Hachot Shabbos Siman Shin Chav Vav Siv Vav. Says the Mechaber, Aser Litein Al Gabay Bitno Kli Sheyesh Bo Mayim Chaben. You are not allowed to place on your stomach a utensil which has hot water in it. Va'afilu B'chol Mnei Sakana. You can't do this on Shabbos, and you can't even do it during the week because it is dangerous since you might burn your stomach. Shepa'am Shehim Roschem. Sometimes that water is boiling. There are ma'ez aval mutter lahachim beged velitno al bitno. You are allowed to heat warm up a piece of clothing and place it on your stomach. So the Mishnah Berurah explains to us what is going on here. The reason that it is prohibited, according to Rashi and the Ran, to place that kli full of water on your stomach on Shabbos is because we're afraid that it might spill out of that kli, and you might be over on Rechitza on Shabbos as you are pouring hot water. You are bathing your stomach in hot water, which is prohibited Mishum Rechitza. The Shaar Tzion explains that we must be referring to that this water was heated up on Shabbos such that even an aver would be prohibited, as opposed to what we saw earlier, that if the water was heated up before Shabbos, then washing aver would be permissible. So this is all according to Rashi and the Ran, the reason that it is prohibited. And therefore, if the hot water was placed in a utensil which was completely closed and there was no chashash that the water would spill out, then it would be permissible according to Rashi and the Ran. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings that Tosos has a different explanation. Tosos says the reason it's prohibited to put this hot water in a kli on your stomach is because it is clear that you are doing it for refuah purposes. And it is prohibited mishum refuah, gzer mishum shchikas samamanim. Any act which is done for refuah is prohibited. And that's why the Tosos says that this is prohibited, and therefore, letzorach gadol yesh lahakel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that nowadays, when people use hot water-filled bottles and the like in order to warm up beds, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it is no longer nikar that it is for refuah. And according to Tosos, it will be permissible to use it even on your stomach on Shabbos, since it is not clear that it is for refuah. So we really need to clarify what is a metzias in our day, in our times where we live. Do people really use these hot water bottles for warming up beds and the like, or is it really only done for refuah purposes? It appears as well that this Tosos is against what we're going to say later on in Shulchan Aruch, which says that those things which are not done with samamanim do not have the gzera of refuah, and therefore this hot water thing, which is not done with samamanim, really shouldn't have the gzera on it at all. We will get to that later on. Siv Zayin, Harochez Banahar, Tsarech Shein Nagev Gufo Yafek Sha'olamea Nahar. If one washes themselves in a river, obviously we're referring to cold water, one needs to make sure that they dry themselves off when they come out of the river. In order to ensure that there is no water left upon the body, such that when you walk it Dalramos in the Carmelis, which would be prohibited, if you would be carrying something here, it would be as though you are carrying that water which you have upon you from coming out of the river, and that will be prohibited. So therefore, you need to dry yourself off well to make sure that you do not perform any act of Havara Dalet Amos. Lefisha Olam and Architza Yeshu B'mayim Al Gufo, because of all that water. If one is walking in a public domain, if it starts to rain and your clothes get wet, your body gets wet, your hair gets wet, that we are not concerned about that there is any issue of havar in such a situation. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah makes a very important point from the poskim who state that the minhag is that we do not wash ourselves in a river or in a mikveh, even in cold water whatsoever. That is the minhag which we have accepted upon ourselves, even in cold water, in order to ensure that we do not come to squeezing out any water from our hair or other reasons which the Magen Avraham states. So therefore, yadav v'raglav, your hands and your legs, you are allowed to wash in a nahar. The minhag was never accepted upon the different avarim. However, to wash your entire body, even in cold water, is going to be prohibited. Moshe Feinstein points out that maybe this minhag would only be limited to a mikveh or a bath, which is similar to a river, which you are going into the water. But a shower where the water is poured upon you, maybe the minhag was never accepted by a shower to not take even a cold shower. And therefore, says the Rav Moshe Feinstein, Even though l'chatchila one should be machmir, to assume that it was included in the minhag as well, not to shower in cold water, and it appears that that has been the accepted minhag. If someone is mitzdar, if someone is in an amount of pain, they are very uncomfortable, then he would allow them to take a cold shower. The minhag would not apply to this, as long as obviously they made sure to avoid any schita b'seir, schita on the towel, etc. The reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we are not concerned when you walk through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that the rain on your clothing will be considered to be carrying, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's only a little bit of rain. It's not so much, and it's not matzah that you will have the shear required in order to be over on carrying, and therefore, since it is not so matzah to have the shear to be chayv on doraisa, Chazal will not go there in such a situation. As well, it is not the derech hotzah, so they won't go there in such a situation either. It appears from the Tosas that even if a lot of water goes into your clothing, it is also going to be mutter. So says the Mishnah Berurah, and he says to see the Taz for the reason. And if one looks in the Taz, they will see that the reason is that since it is impossible to avoid this, if you are walking along and you have this water in you, you're walking and then all of a sudden it starts to rain, it's impossible to avoid having your clothes full of rain. So Chazal never goes there in such a situation. And since they weren't goes there in a situation where you're walking along and it starts to rain, they also weren't goes there to not allow you to walk out of your house when it is raining in the first place. A man, a person, is permitted to go into the mikvah on Shabbos, as opposed to a kli, says the Mishnah Berurah, which one is not allowed to be tovel on Shabbos or Yontif because it looks like you are fixing it. Since now you are making it permissible to use, it is like tikkun mona, that is prohibited. A person, even though they are being misakin themselves, they could always say that really they are going into the water to cool themselves off if it's hot outside, or even if it's cold, they could say that they are going to clean themselves off as if they are dirty. So since a person who is watching them go into the water could always have a logical explanation as to why they are doing a mutter act as opposed to an usher act, therefore it is permissible for them to go in there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, there are many who have taken upon themselves, women have taken upon themselves not to go when it is tefillah shelo bizmana, because nowadays that we don't really have this tumah, we don't really go into these rivers for these reasons, you don't really have these, you know, Sadim Lahakel, so therefore many have accepted such a minhag. However, it says the Mishnah Berurah, when it comes to men, they would be allowed to tovel for keri, since the whole halacha doesn't really apply anymore anyway. It's really batlah takana to not allow one to learn or daven until they go to the mikvah if they have a tumas keri. So since they really don't need to go at all, that which they're doing isn't really being misaking them, it's not really tikkun mana, because they really could learn or daven without it, and they're just going l'refcha demilsa for extra purposes, so therefore for them it would be permissible. The reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, that those Sadam Lahakal don't apply to women anymore is because we've accepted the minhag upon ourselves not to go into the water at all. So even if one was out, they wouldn't be going in. So that's why you don't really have a tzad to say that she's going in for a mutter purpose.